O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Teach me to do what pleases you, for you are my God. Let your kindly spirit lead me on a level path. Come my way, my truth, my life, such a way as gives us breath, such a truth as ends all strife, and such a life as killeth death. Come my light, my feast, my strength, such a light as shows a feast, such a feast as mends in length, such a strength as makes his guest. Come my joy, my love, my heart, such a joy as none can move, such a love as none can part, such a heart as joys in love. Psalm 101. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. I will sing of faithfulness and justice. To you, O Lord, will I sing. Let me be wise in the way that is perfect. When will you come to me? I will walk with purity of heart within the walls of my house. I will not set before my eyes a counsel that is evil. I abhor the deeds of unfaithfulness. They shall not cling to me. A crooked heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person, one who slanders a neighbor in secret. I will quickly put to silence haughty eyes and an arrogant heart. I will not endure. My eyes are upon the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. One who walks in the way that is pure shall be my servant. There shall not dwell in my house one that practices deceit, one who utters falsehood shall not continue in my sight. Morning by morning will I put to silence all the wicked in the land, to cut off from the city of the Lord all those who practice evil. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Let us pray. Keep us, O Lord, in purity of heart and faithfulness to your commands, that your servants may walk before you in the way that is perfect, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Jesus said, I am the gate for the sheep. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. For the unity of the Church in witness and proclamation of the Gospel, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the peace and stability of all peoples and for the leaders of the nations, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For places of work, education, and leisure, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For a blessing on our homes, for our relations and friends, and all whom we love, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the sick and suffering, and all who minister to their needs, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Let us pray. O gracious and holy Father, give us wisdom to perceive you, diligence to seek you, patience to wait for you, eyes to behold you, a heart to meditate upon you, and a life to proclaim you, through the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God kindle in us the fire of love. Amen.